His name is Jesse, by the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Jackie?
It is.
Hi, Jackie. My name's Jesse. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles the pricing for your area here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for asking. You know, it's Friday. This week just seemed to kind of fly by, so, you know, it's always a good problem, right?
They
always
do.
Yep. Yeah. So, Jackie, it looks like my mapping coordinator just actually put in a pretty significant rate reduction. She wanted me to apply. But before I get into the price, did you have any questions at all?
No, like, I didn't realize that you could, you know, like, I just thought Google, when somebody Googled glass companies, I thought that it kind of went by, like, distance to them. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know that you could make it, you could make your business show up, you know what I mean, like, first. I don't understand how that works.
Yes. So, I mean, I guess there are kind of, you know, a few common misconceptions out there, basically, about how the map section of Google works, but essentially, it's based on the algorithm. So, I mean, you know, reviews and, you know, distance and those kinds of things can play a factor into the algorithm itself. You know, we do things like backlinks, content creation. I mean, there's things that Google looks for in, like, consistency. There's a lot of back-end stuff that goes into it that goes into us getting you up there and then keeping you up there month in and month out.
Okay.
But that being said, you know, I do see that you guys are on the first page in your area. It doesn't surprise me. You guys have a ton of great reviews. Do you have anybody working on your current online presence, or?
No, just me. I mean, I go up there and, like, you know, I add photos. I'll update stuff sometimes. You know. That's about it.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, I guess it essentially, if you're taking care of that, it's either do you see us, you know, kind of any value in us taking that off your hands so you can kind of just focus on your business or expanding your search area there or your keyword phrases?
I see that, you know, it could be worth it. I guess it just kind of depends on how much, you know, what the charge would be to do that.
Well, I mean, so now as far as the price for that goes, just kind of now that I know a little bit more specifically what your needs are, I can get you kind of into our starter package. It's just sort of our pro package. I could do that for just $199 month to month.
Okay. And so can I cancel at any time? Let's just say if I do it for 3 months and I don't see a change, you know, is that something that I can cancel if I'm not seeing that it's being beneficial to us?
Yeah, absolutely. So we work on a month in, month out basis. So it's essentially, we want to earn your business, right? So there's no contracts, no hidden fees, no extra taxes, nothing like that. We want to actually prove to you that this will work for your company.
Gotcha. Okay.
I mean, do you want to give it a shot and, you know, see how it can work for your company?
We can give it a shot and see.
Okay.
But will I have, like, one person in specific that I can communicate with or, you know?
Well, just to kind of break it down for you, Jackie, essentially the way it would work, I'd go ahead and set you up for payment, get some basics about the company. I'd then set you up for an onboarding call. So the onboarding call is where you're going to meet your account management team. So there's different departments that work on specific things within our company. For instance, mm-hmm. like, you know, Facebook ads and, you know, Google ads and stuff like that. But they will introduce themselves to you. I am always the lead on your account. So I always send over my extension and phone number. If you ever need something escalated, you know, whatever it may be, you're more than welcome to reach out to me at my extension. I may not have the answer, but at least I'd be able to get somebody who'd get it to you as quickly as possible.
Gotcha. Okay.
So now, then after that, after the onboarding call, you'll go from there. From 5 to 7 days, you're going to get a reporting dashboard. So this is where you'll be able to see everything on the back end of your account, as well as any remaining directory submissions that you don't have. Then we'll go ahead and do a NAPW cleanup, name, address, website, phone number, make sure everything is accurate and correct online, since you do already have a few directory listings. You know, there's things like that, at least I noticed off the very bat, you know, just small things like, your Google business profile doesn't have a website attached to it. Is there a reason why that is? Because I know you guys have a website.
Well, we did.
We did have a website.
Yeah, we purchased the company from a previous owner. We bought it back in 2019, and he had a website through, I can't think of the name. The people that do, like, the business cards. Dang it. What's the... Can't...
I know. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah,
my big one, right?
Get it to... Yes. So, yes.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it.
Oh,
so they had their website through them. I know. Yeah. They had their website set up through them, and obviously we took everything over, and about 6 months or so ago, it, like, it just stopped working, and I'm still battling with them because they're still charging my card, and we don't have a website for whatever reason. I don't know what's going on, so I've got to get another website made.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I brought that up. Do you guys own this domain name?
I think so, but like I said, it gets a little confusing because the old owners and they're no longer around for me to ask certain questions. So I don't know if we own the domain name or not. And I didn't like it anyway. So, you know, like I kind of want to like just change everything and just kind of start a refresh with the website itself.
Okay. Well, you know, Jackie, the great thing is here we do actually websites. Normally our websites are actually an extra $500, but I could actually just go ahead and include a website for just a $99 setup fee. So it'd be just $298 to get you started. And I can send you over kind of an example of a website that we can create for you, just so you could take a look at that. Hold on one second. And mind you, of course, this is just an example, so it would be obviously tailored to your industry and your business and all of that, but just so you can get kind of an idea.
Okay.
Oh, wait, it says it's not... Actually, both my text messages say they're not sending. Do you not get text messages at this phone number?
Well, I have the office calls forwarded to my cell phone. What number are you sending it to?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have a 3995.
Yeah, that's the office number, even though I'm talking to you on my cell phone. I can give you my cell phone number if you can send it to that.
Sure. What is that?
It's 910-231-3681.
Uh-huh. Okay, perfect. Hold on. Let me send this over. So how long ago did you guys buy the business?
We bought it in 2019, and we kind of had a mess that we had to clean up. So, you know, we had to repair relationships because, obviously, if you look at the Google reviews, the old owner, you know, had some bad Google reviews left on him.
Yeah.
So we've had nothing but good reviews since we bought it. But so we had to repair a lot of relationships, and then we got hit with COVID, and we were just slam-packed busy all the time, and I have a 4-year-old that comes to the office, so I really just haven't had time to do some of the things. But now my 4-year-old's in school as of last week, so hopefully, you know, I'll have time to actually get some stuff done.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, being a mom really is a full-time job. I don't know how parents do it, you know. Nice. But I'm looking at the Google business profile right now. I, you know, it's... interesting because that wasn't even one of the things that came to mind when I first looked at it. I know you guys have a 4.3 rating, but I mean, even the fact that you still have 43 reviews, you know, it's just generally not like, I mean, there are definitely always those people out there that if they want to look for the bad, they're always going to see the bad. You know what I mean? But, you know, you guys have a ton of great reviews. And then even, it looks like you did a really good job with the bad reviews in replying to them. That's, like, the best thing that you can do is reply to them because, you know, that is one of the things with Google is that with reviews, you know, Google doesn't actually verify actual clients. So, I mean, you know, and then there are those people sometimes you bend over backwards for them and you just can never make them happy. You know, it's just, and they leave a bad review, and, you know, at least you get the chance to kind of, you know, follow up with it and let the public know kind of what happened, you know? but that's too bad. But did you say he, like, moved, or you're not able to get a hold of the old owner because he didn't, like, pass away or something? Did
I mean, no, he didn't pass away. He's still in the area. We just prefer not to contact him. I mean, I could if I really had to, and we have had to once in a while, but, you know, he's not, like, readily right here beside of me, you know?
Yeah, okay. Okay. No, well, that's fine. I mean, regardless, even if you guys can't get access to that domain name, you know, we can get you a domain name. So, and we could probably get you something better that you would like anyway. That would be closest to the business name as possible. So, So just to finish too, Jackie. So, after we get everything cleaned up, on the internet, get that, then from 7 to 14 days, we'll get the website up and running. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything would begin to appear there on that first page. So this is kind of like a slow sort of campaign. You know, I mean, it's really kind of a long-term solution for your marketing. And getting that more expanded, but it is just kind of a basic start. So if you guys do ever decide that you want to upgrade, you do have the ability to do, Facebook ads, Google ads, and Google Guaranteed with us. So those are all things that you can do in addition if you're wanting to launch any type of extra, you know, boost any type of marketing campaign for the company. You know, if you have any promotions going on, whatever it might be, that you can do those campaigns. So,
okay.
Now, Jackie, is your first full name is a Jackie, or is that short for something?
Is what?
Jacqueline. Is your first full name is it Jackie?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. Okay. And is it
J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
Ball, B-A-L-L.
Okay. And then what's the best email for you?
JacksonvilleGlassBro@gmail.com.
Okay. And then, they just have us working from home today, so I know my cat is annoying. I'm sorry about that. I try to throw her away, and she's so annoying. Jackie, we're going to have your husband as a authorized user on the account, correct?
He'll never do anything with it, but yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I mean, essentially being an authorized user just means that if he wants information, he can call in and get it. If he'll never do that, then I don't have to add him. It's up to you.
Yeah, he's never gonna. He's never gonna.
Okay.
He doesn't do anything with stuff like that. He wouldn't know where to begin. So, yeah, don't even waste your time.
Okay. And then the best address is the 349A Center Street.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. All right, got that all here. Now, I'm just going to get some basics about the company here. Jackie, anything I mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. but are your hours of operation, is it going to be the same that's on the Google Business Profile, the 9 to 5, Monday through Friday? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then the best way to contact you, is that going to be phone, text, email, all of the above?
All of the above is fine, yep. Well, if you're doing the business, are you talking about like you contacting me or customers?
Both. I mean, do you have a preference? Like,
well,
clients,
you know,
contacting
well, text, obviously,
business?
You know. Yeah, I mean, they can call either, but obviously they can't send a text to that landline number, so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I had put on the account your cell phone number as the cell phone. And
okay.
Then the contact number as this number that we're talking on.
Okay.
So essentially, clients, anything that we list that you don't have a phone number on already will be listed with the contact number for the business number.
Gotcha.
So we would just be contacting you through your cell phone. Okay. So, and then, now do you guys have, I don't know if it's required at all, but do you have any type of licensing or insurance for the company?
We are insured. Yeah, we are definitely fully insured, but North Carolina doesn't require us to have a license for this type of company, so.
Okay. And then, did you have a logo for the company, or did you want us to create you one?
You could create one.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see one on anything, really, on your Facebook or anything like that.
Yeah,
did the previous owner, did he not have a logo for the company?
No, he just used, like, the name, like, he didn't really have a real logo or anything.
Oh, okay. And then, and then you do have this Facebook business profile. Well, so, now, the Facebook business profile, did you create this, or was this previous as well?
I created the Facebook.
Okay, so you have access to that then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay, got everything I need here, Jackie. So it's still pretty early in the morning, so I can probably schedule your client interview for later today if you have any availability. Let me see what I have. One second. I can do 5 or 6 if you can do that late. It's like 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do... Well, I could do 5. Yeah, I could do 5.
Okay, I mean, I can even do 4 if you want to do that.
No, 5 will be better than 4. So, yeah, I picked my little boy up from school and promised him we'd go somewhere, but we'll be home by 5, so that's fine.
Okay. And if you have to reschedule for whatever reason, just, you know, let them know. They'll text you and...
Can I put you on a brief hold 1 second?
Absolutely. Take your time. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay.
I'm so sorry about that. I have been waiting for that call to come in, so.
No problem. If you need to, put me on hold at any point, please don't be sorry for that. I totally know that you're a busy woman, so whatever you need.
I do
need,
have
here.
A call at 11 o'clock that I'm going to have to take, so I don't know how much longer we'll be on the phone, but at 11 I'll have to get off the phone at 11.
So with me, Jackie, it's just going to take like maybe 10 more minutes. I almost have everything I need here. I'm going to go ahead and schedule your client interview for today at between 5 and 6. Now, again, the whole call is not going to last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. Also, for the client interview, they are going to be calling from an 877 number. I always just suggest it's best to save it in your phone. So your account management team is always going to call you from the same 877 number. So if you want to write it down, it's 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I have everything I need here, Jackie. Now, as far as billing goes, it's going to be the same address, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or a Discover?
A Visa.
Okay. And I am ready for that card number whenever you are.
All right. So now the zip code, the billing card that I'm using is not the same address. So I think I misunderstood you, but
It's a different billing address for the.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would that be?
It's 225 Brianswood Road. That's B-R-I-A-N-S.
Oh, okay. Hold on 1 second. Sorry. Populating there for a second. Okay. You said 225
Brianswood Road.
Okay.
Maple Hill.
And Brian Wood is all one word or?
No, it's two words. It's B-R-I-A-N-S and then Wood.
Okay. I don't know why it's not populating here on Google. The city is, you said Maple Hill, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
And you have 225. Okay.
Yeah. There's an apostrophe and Brian's, I don't know, just for some reason it wasn't pulling it up. making it act kind of weird in the system here. Sorry about that. Okay, perfect. Got that here. So you guys, the address though for the business, is that like an actual like brick and mortar that people can go into?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Give
me 1 second, okay?
Sure.
Sorry, I just had somebody walk in the office, so.
No, take your time.
Different. I got that one yesterday. You see the back. It's It's just a tiny difference in the lip. You see what I mean right
yeah,
here?
Yeah, so this is the one that you need?
That's the one I need.
Another one. All the other ones I have are smaller than.
Can you order this?
I have to order a physical. This is, and I'll have to have my husband look for it. So that's not ordered. I could cut off a piece of it and see. Yep, that's good. He's just got to have enough to measure. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Let me give you my number.
Okay, what is that?
It's Beverly, 910-554-088. You know, will he be in today?
He won't be back on Monday.
You know, how long does it take to come?
Usually I can get it within a day or two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
That is the belt is firm. The quarter can sell. It's got to be a quarter can sell.
Gotcha. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Jackie. Uh-huh. Okay, sorry about that.
No, you're fine. Okay, so I have it all set up here. So, Jackie, I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay. It's 4741.
Mm-hmm.
6640.
Mm-hmm.
0498.
Mm-hmm.
8779.
Uh-huh. And then the expiration?
926.
Mm-hmm. And
the
then
the three numbers
code.
On the back. 269.
269. Perfect. So what I'm doing now, Jackie, is I'm going to update and process the payment for the 298. this is the $199 monthly fee with a $99 setup fee for the website. I'm going to reach you what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program, not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know and I'll rephrase the question. Okay?
Gotcha.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, I got you. That's fine. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. You kind of cut out a little bit. Sorry. Okay, so Jackie, it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Splash Pro.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jacqueline Ball, owner.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so now, Jackie, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. But I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any question about who's calling, just ask them for the answer to your security question. They'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you just pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
City I was born in.
Okay, perfect. What was that?
Goldsboro, G-O-L-D-S-B-O-R-O.
Okay, perfect. So now, Jackie, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Yes.
And basically just what that means is if you do anything else online, which you won't need to because we take care of everything, just let us know so we just know it's not in conflict with something that we're already doing. So,
gotcha.
Okay. Now, Jackie, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of February 9th, 2024, and the non-refundable amount of $298. This is the $199 with the $99 setup fee. The $199 is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 9th of the month in the amount of $199. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. But please keep in mind, Jackie, that we do ask everybody to give it just 2 months. This doesn't mean that you're in a contract or paying 2 months up front. It is just so that you can see the most added benefit from your position. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Almost done. I know you're probably wanting to get off the phone here, but I just need one last thing from you. And here, you should have gotten a text message just now. If you see it.
I did.
Jackie. Okay, it says, Jacqueline, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then it has a link.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you can do me a favor, open that up. It's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is, oh, you already signed it. you're
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, I did.
okay, so the page that it took you to, the username and login right there, that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You're actually going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So just look out for that. It'll be emailed and texted to you, okay?
Okay.
And then your invoice will also be in emailed to you as well for your tax purposes. And then just to recap just a little bit, look out for that phone call today between 5 and 6 from that 877 number. And, Jackie, I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. Did you have any questions at all? Or?
No, I don't think so. Not right now. I'm sure I will.
Okay.
Point,
okay.
But right now, I don't.
Well, if you think of anything, just, yeah, definitely make sure to ask them in your client interview. They'll go through everything with you there, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, Jackie, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time, and we'll talk later, okay?
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.